The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Turn with me now. We're ready to usher in the Holy Spirit. We're ready to hear a word from the Lord. Turn with me now to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. And as always, I want to encourage you, please, ma'am, and please, sir, to keep your Bibles open or your app or whatever it is that you may be using, not only to follow along in the text, but to be able to use for cross-references along the way. Here in the sanctuary, we are standing for the reading of the word. We're going to encourage everybody to do that online. We're not standing simply because I've asked you to. We're standing according to the word of God. For in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5, it says that Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. So we stand in reverence to the word of God. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Today I'll be reading from the Voice translation. It says, Eternal One to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. Watch this. Mark this month as the first month of all months for you, the first month of your year. Watch this. In other words, hear this while I set up this subject. While Israelites, while they were still in the land of Egypt, the Lord gave the following instructions to Moses and Aaron. He tells them to tell the people, mark this month as the first month of all months for you, the first month of your year. Listen, I know that we're just a few days from the new year, and we're all hoping and excited and looking forward to some blessed times in the year to come. We have an expectation that the year 2021 will be better than this year 2020. As a matter of fact, when we say Happy New Year to someone, we're inviting the new year to be a better year than what we are coming out of. Y'all don't hear me. We're passing on a blessing that we hope that we'll see answers to people's prayers, improving their health and have more joy and blessing. Listen, every year, people stay up after midnight to see the old year out and the new year in. Now, a pessimist stays up to make sure that the old year leaves. Come on, somebody. But an optimist stays up to see the new year come in. But I need to tell you something. This year is not yet over. We still got 5 days, including today, until midnight on Thursday, December the 31st. So while the Israelites were still in the land of Egypt, y'all can't miss that, the Lord gave the following instructions to Moses and Aaron. So guess what? While you and I are still in the year 2020. Need to let everybody know that's under the sound of my voice, not just here in the sanctuary, not just online, but for anybody that will listen to the broadcast message, that the Lord has given me one of his prophetic voices of today, the following instructions to share. Mark this month as the first month of all months for you, the first month of your year. So on this fourth Sunday, Sunday of December, the final Sunday of the year 2020, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to consider this as our subject, positioned for transition. Come on, somebody. Positioned for transition. Let us pray that prayer that we pray, that while the Lord will speak and all of us will hear, we want to make sure that we hear what the Lord is saying to us, maybe saying about us, and desire to say through us. So repeat after me. Father, open my eyes so I can see your truth. Open my ears so I can hear your voice. Open my mind so I can understand your word. And open my heart so that I may receive all that you have for me, that is for me, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God, positioned for transition. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, I would venture to guess that when this year 2020 began, you had so many hopes and dreams and goals that you planned to stay on top of. You probably felt great about the chance to start the year over, the opportunity to create clarity in your life and renew your sense of purpose and push to make your goals and dreams a reality. But then all of a sudden, the pandemic happened. Come on, somebody. And ever since then, it has been a whirlwind of a crazy, emotional, painstaking challenge after challenge after challenge kind of year. But the Lord has me standing today to speak into somebody's heart, mind, and spirit to tell you that there is something beyond this. This is not the end. This is just a temporary inconvenience. This is the in-between place. As a matter of fact, this is the place called the meanwhile. Come on, somebody. Do you know what meanwhile means? It means that while you're in it, it's mean, it's hard, it's painful, it's trying, it's dark, and it's uncertain. You remember after Elijah calls down fire from heaven, and after his servants see the little cloud, the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45, the King James Version, it says, "And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain." Wait a minute. The great rain came after the meanwhile. Did you catch that? The great blessing came after the meanwhile. In the meanwhile, there was dark clouds and winds. For somebody today, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you are there right now. You are in the meanwhile. The harsh winds of adversity are blowing in your life right now. The dark clouds are obscuring the sunlight. You are in the meanwhile. You're in a place of testing, of waiting, of uncertainty, of not knowing. You're in that valley of testing and trusting, and the wind is blowing hard in your face. But God has sent me here today with this word for you. You are positioned for transition. In the verses we read here in Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, God is about to deliver the Israelites from 430 years of Egyptian bondage. This is the eve of their departure from their long enslavement. And on this particular night of the text, God, through Moses, is instituting a proverbial new year. Come on, somebody. It's a new era. He's instituting the sacred calendar so that Israel and the world can know his prophetic plan for the ages to come. Lord, help me to stand and preach. This, for Israel, is a new beginning. It's a fresh new start. A freed and a redeemed people. They are on the threshold of stepping over into a new destiny and new purpose with God, orchestrating all of this with a great demonstration of his power. Here, they're about to step over into something brand new. Next year for them at that time is prophesied to be the year of destiny. And guess what? If you, if me, if all of us, if we will not give up, if we will not give in to fear and doubt, if you will keep on praising God, even at the midnight hour, we too can step over into something new, a brand new beginning in the name of our Lord. This year has certainly occupied our thoughts and our lives with political corruption, media exaggerations, instilled fear where we didn't know better, and has completely changed the way that we were used to living. It has brought some families closer, however, but it's also pushed some families further apart. It's caused some to yearn, to want to hold on to one another, and it's also caused some others to be at each other's throats. While some of you are already ready for this year to be over and done, just canceled, guess what? It's not gone yet. Come on, somebody. And we must make the best of what is left in preparation of what is to come. I pretty much discern, however, some of you thinking in your minds, even thinking out loud, well, Pastor King, what can I expect then in these last few days, given how the year has already gone for me? Well, I want you to know this. You can simply expect everything that is in line with the will of God. Come on, somebody. Year endings can be trying times. They can be times of uncertainty. We have no idea if this new vaccine is going to work. We have no idea if this pandemic will actually end or when it will end. We all just know this. But once again, I will remind you that every pandemic in our known world has eventually come to an end. And even though we aren't sure of God's timing in all of this, we can make it a time of resolve for a brand new start. Very soon, we will be starting a brand new year. Yet there has been a stirring in my spirit reminding me that at the time the Lord would have me deliver this message, this year will not yet be over. And this when I heard the Spirit of the Lord, the big S, the Spirit of the Lord speaking to my spirit and say, we need to get the people ready to be positioned for transition. Now, I don't pretend to know everything that God has in store for you, for me, or for us. But I do understand the word transition. You see, the word transition implies movement. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, let me be more specific. Transition speaks of movement, progress, forward motion. Transition is always about leaving one place to go to another. The children of Israel did not get to the promised land without having to leave Egypt. Transition means leaving something behind. Transition cannot happen by accident. Transition is a choice to cooperate and move with the Holy Spirit. And transition actually has three components. It has letting go of the old, trusting, and taking hold of the new. Did you see what I said? If you're going to be positioned for transition, you're going to have to think about three things. You're going to have to let go of the old, you're going to have to trust, and you're going to have to take hold of the new. Now, why is transition so hard for you and I most of the time? Because most of the time, the Holy Spirit does not tell us exactly where we're going. He just witnesses to our spirit that our time in a certain place, our time in a certain condition, or our time in a certain environment is getting ready to change. Then we must decide if we really want everything that God has prepared for us, or if we are merely going to settle for the comfortable, the familiar, or simply live in fear. The Bible says in Psalm 105:37, it says, he brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among them. Can I preach this text? Listen, it says there was not one feeble among their tribes. Listen, they may have been sick while they were in Egypt, and they may have been broke while they were in Egypt, but when they crossed over the borders of Egypt en route to the promised land, guess what? They left their sickness back there. They left their weakness back there. They left bad memories back there. They left their poverty back there. The Bible says they took their silver and their gold with them. And it says there was not one weak, feeble, or sickly among their tribes. Now dwell on that for a moment. Think about that as we come up on the new year. You see, we can't get ready for a new year because we can't even get ready for the day by day. When people ask you, how's your day? You can't come into a new day and say your day is the same old. Come on, somebody. That means your new day that the Lord has blessed you to see, a day you've never seen before, a day you've never seen again. The Bible says we have, each morning was brand new mercies, but yet you say it's the same old sugar, honey, iced tea. Well, the Lord says, that's a lie. Can't be the same old, you know what, different day. Amen. But that's how too many of us are living in our mindsets. As we get ready to leave 2020 and desire to get into 2021, listen, we're going to have to leave some stuff behind. And the stuff that we're going to have to leave behind going into 2021 is this. You're going to have to leave your impoverished spirit behind. You're going to leave some sorrow behind. You're going to leave some sadness behind because God is getting ready to bring you out just like he did the children of Israel. And he did it with a mighty hand. And so I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to, but he's bringing you out. He's bringing you out with great strength, with great power, with great wealth, and good health. Now, somebody said, wait a minute, did he say great wealth? Quit running to the mailbox looking for a check. When I talk about great wealth, I'm talking about spiritual wealth. Come on, somebody. When I say good health, that don't mean you may not catch the virus. It does not mean you might not get sick. But when I talk about good health, I'm talking about spiritual health. We got too many spiritual sick folk in the body of Christ. And God said, I've come to deliver you from that. Amen. Talking about walking in kingdom authority. Walking in our anointing and walking as an appointed of God. The year is not yet over. God is doing his best to try to get to help us to truly let go and let God. We say it, it becomes a cute phrase, but we got to live it. God is saying starting today, you're going to have to let go and let God. Don't put off thinking you're going to do it when the new year rings in, what God says you need to start doing today. You need to position yourself to transition right now. He wants us to start saying and speaking to ourselves right now, I'm putting the past behind me. He wants us to start speaking to ourselves, I refuse to carry sickness over into the year 2021. I refuse to carry this bitterness over into 2021. I refuse to carry some unhealthy, bad relationships over into 2021. And right now, I'm going to believe God right now, knowing that he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, knowing that he can bring me out of this as well. Listen, speak into your heart. Speak into your spirit and say, I'm positioned for transition. And when you speak that into your spirit, you begin to speak that you're saying, I'm ready for a new beginning of spiritual health. You begin to say, I'm ready for a new beginning of spiritual healing. I'm ready for a new beginning of spiritual holiness. And I'm ready for a new beginning of spiritual happiness. you were ready and excited about 2020. And even before February and March came, we had already let go of some 2020 New Year's resolutions. And then when the pandemic hit hard, everything just went out the window. But for some of us, we threw the baby out with the bathwater, because when we got angry, there went our joy. When the pandemic came, our peace came. When the pandemic came, we threw all of our trust and everything out the window. We began focusing in on the wrong types of things. And it wasn't long when folk were already, about June and July, folks said, I'm ready for 2020 to be over. Come on, somebody. And yet God has said, wait a minute, I still have some living for you to do right now. And even today, God is speaking to you and to me. The children of Israel had been enslaved for over 400 years. We've been in for some months, and we said, this feels like forever. When is it going to be over? And yet at the same time, God is saying to you, I hear your cries, but I need you to be ready to move when I say it's time to move. As I get ready to close, I've been talking today about being positioned for transition, because one of the most important ways for you and I to position ourselves for transition is to know what to expect. In other words, to know what transition looks like and feels like. And the Holy Spirit is giving us a sense of what to expect as we transition. Positioning ourselves for transition begins by deciding that if there is more for us than we wanted, come on, somebody, it means that if there is a better way, then we want to learn it. It means that if there is a greater anointing, then we want it. Position for transition means to anticipate the new, to anticipate the different, and to anticipate the greater. It means facing the future fearlessly, not with fears. It means knowing that this has always been, and it's going to continue to be, a God journey. And the one that brought you to this place, and I'm not talking about this physical place, I'm talking about right now, to this place that we are, and our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, the same one who brought you to this place is the same one who's going to lead you into the unknown. I believe this is the reason God would lead the children of Israel through the wilderness with a cloud by day and fire by night. When you have time, read Exodus chapter 13, 21 and 22, and Exodus chapter 40, verses 36 through 38. You see, God's part was to lead the way by a pillar of cloud and by a pillar of fire. Their part was to stay positioned for transition. In other words, they were to live every minute with an attitude of readiness to move when the cloud moved. And that was important because God was in the cloud. So when the cloud moves and when God is ready to move, if you are not under the cloud, you are not underneath the wing of God. You are not underneath the anointing. And that's why, listen, Moses' greatest responsibility was the same as mine is right now, to keep the people stirred up, to keep them in a spirit of anticipation, to keep them in an attitude of transition, to keep them positioned for transition. Listen, he had to keep people looking forward. He had to keep people leaning forward. He had to keep them pressing forward. And he had to keep them anticipating the future. This is not time to settle down. But this is also not the time just to settle for things not getting any better for you. I have come to remind you that this is not it and this is not all there is. No, this year is not over yet, but nor was it a year that we will soon forget. But God is preparing all of us for something better, especially for those who love him. Listen, you do not want to miss out. Just because we make it into 2021, you can still miss the Lord's blessings. Do not miss out. And while you say, I'm hanging in and I'm hanging on, you make sure you hang on to God's promises. Hang on to God as we step out of the old and into the new. As a matter of fact, mark this month as the first month of all months for you. The first month of your year. Positioned for transition. To God be the glory. To God be the praise.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.